L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe Rexroad in for Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Munson producing. $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa at 102.5 underscore MD is the Twitter account you need. So tweet at that account, at 102.5 underscore MD, with your worst office Christmas party experience. Now, you can change the name of your employer if you still work there and don't want to get in trouble. So, at 1025 underscore MD, worst holiday Christmas party experience for the office. It's got to be an office situation. And I'm concerned about where this could go, but we'll see.
Yeah, this could be.
Yeah. At 1025 underscore MD, and we'll give away a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. Titans lose yesterday 24-21 to the Houston Texans, almost all but eliminating their chances to win the AFC South. The Texans took complete control in the fourth quarter. Corey Curtis from News 2 joining us here on the program. And Corey, to me, there's a lot of reasons that this team didn't win the game yesterday. We've talked about almost all of them, but number one for me, the defense could not get stops when it mattered the most, and Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins made big plays.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of the opposite of what we've seen for the last six, seven weeks, where, you know, the Titans always managed to come up with that play or just the play in the critical moment, and they just couldn't do it. Like you said, they got 14-14, and then the Texans went right back down the field. And, you know, you turn the football over, you're going to get burned. And, you know, they turned the football over. The Texans turned the football over, too. But it was just too much for them to overcome this time.
Yeah, I mean, Corey, I think you asked a question. You know, they did a really good job on Hopkins, or, you know, you got to give something else up to do that. But then he ultimately emerges, you know, when it really matters most. But I think I was surprised probably most by Houston's ability to consistently run the football in the game. I mean, really, they battered away all day. I think Carlos Hyde doesn't get enough credit. And I thought, you know, that really played an underrated role in the whole thing. And obviously, he ends up scoring, you know, on the outside run. I believe that was the winning touchdown, right? Yes, that was the winning touchdown. Now, I was really, I guess, surprised and disappointed by that aspect of this game from the Titans' perspective.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joe, because I asked Jeffrey Simmons about it in the post game, and I just said, you could never get a handle, you know, on the run game. You struggle to stop the run more than you normally do. And he looked at me in all seriousness and said, we struggled to stop the run today? I said, yeah, you gave up 140 yards. Now, I think that 11-yard touchdown run might have been the longest run they gave up the entire day. I don't think they gave up the long one. But like you said, everything they gave up was 3, 4, 6, 7. You know, they didn't put them in very many long situations, and the Texans were able to move the ball, you know, up and down the field. You give up 140 yards rushing. You give up 140 yards rushing. That's a higher number than you want to do. And you brought up DeAndre Hopkins. He had two catches through three quarters. You know, you did a nice job on him. You had him locked down. Now Stills got you instead, but you had Hopkins locked down, and then he goes for 25. And for 35 in some critical situations. And, you know, I think pretty much all the Titans said, and they're right, that's just kind of what great players do sometimes. And I always hate that answer of, you know, they get paid to, you know, well, you get paid to. But, you know, look, Texans are a good team, and yesterday the Titans weren't a good enough team.
Corey Curtis joining us here, News 2. Titans lose 24-21. They can still get into the playoffs. My question about special teams to you, Corey, and we've talked about this on the show for basically, like, I don't know, what week is it? Going into week 16? Basically 18 weeks on the show we've talked about this. My question, I don't care about LeSean Sims fielding the punt. That's not the reason they lost the game. I don't know why people are going to gravitate towards that other than it was the last thing they saw. But there's a blocked field goal. The fake punt was a question. To me, the bigger question is, did the Tennessee Titans, John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, did the Tennessee Titans handle their special teams issues correctly at any point during the season from the summer camp all the way through yesterday?
Well, I think you've got to go back to summer camp when they did not bring another kicker in to get ready for the season. And I know they were confident in Succop and confident in his ability to get healthy and to be their guy. I mean, Succop's been a really good kicker for a long time. I understand having the confidence in him. But you get to carry, what, 90 guys in the summer? I think 90 is the number. And you can't carry another kicker to, you know, feel good about to go into the season. And, you know, it's just – it's tough. It's tough. You know, the thing with Succop, you know, that's strange, though, is all the extra points look good. And the extra point kick is, what, 33 yards now? It's not a chip shot. I think he is 14 for his last 14 over the last three games on the extra point. And for some reason, you know, the field goal looks different than the extra point at this point. This extra point, I mean, this field goal never got off the ground. I mean, that thing was, what, like 4 feet high when it got blocked? But, yeah, you know, you're right. It's just you feel like they've addressed the kicking game with their fingers crossed the whole way. And I don't understand. Okay, I understand why you kick short. I do. But I don't understand why Santoso's on the roster if you're going to kick short, because that's 2 weeks in a row. That's what they've done. I mean, Succop can't kick short. I don't understand.
No, I mean, I think the Santoso thing, I can't figure it out. He's 9 for 17 on touchbacks again.
And was a brilliant onside kick by him as well.
Yeah. You know, it was nice. I think Reed recovered it, and he charged it before it could take the big hop. So he did a nice job on it. But, you know, Succop's been doing this a long time. You'd figure he'd have all the tricks for the onside kick. And that's why I'm surprised that, you know, he's not the onside kick guy at the very least on the kickoff. And I asked him about that after the game. He's like, no, we knew Santoso was the guy for the onside kick. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, we could talk the kicking issues all day. I think you go back to Cody Parkey, and I understand he's double doink, and you know, and people in Chicago would say, oh, you've got to get him away from your franchise, but he was 3 for 3, he was 9 for 12 on touchbacks, and it, obviously you look back now and it feels like Succop was rushed back, and at that point you're probably better off sticking with Parkey.
Yeah, I you know, the one thing I don't know, how much is Succop making? I mean, is it a monetary decision? Does that play into it? I don't know. They what is it, last year they gave him a new deal?
Yeah, 5 year, $20 million in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, is it as simple as they don't want to invest anymore in their kicking game? I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. Or just maybe they really believe in the guy. And there's a lot of reason to believe in Succop. There is. But I know that everybody kind of goes out, you know, when they line up for a field goal right now, it's fingers crossed.
Corey, now looking ahead, you got the Saints coming to town. The Steelers did lose yesterday to Buffalo, which gives them a little bit of help. You can still get in should the Bucs beat the Texans. There are avenues for the Tennessee Titans to get into the playoffs, but it almost all starts with two wins over the Saints and Texans. How do you feel with their current state of their secondary and special teams to get two wins in these final 2 weeks?
Before the loss yesterday, I thought it's going to be tough. When they were 2-4, I thought it was going to be tough. And when they were, you know, 6-5, I thought it was going to be tough. I mean, it's just, you know, when you look at this last stretch of games, you thought it was going to be tough. And they got through the Colts game, and they got through the Raiders game, and you were like, wow. You know, those were two big ones. They beat the Chiefs as well, those three. When they knocked off those three, you were like, wow. You know, really, really had a chance. But, you know, that's why it was going to be so hard, is because you had to win all of these. And you know, you had to get to 10 wins probably. And that's where they still got to probably get to, is 10 victories for the season. And it's not going to be easy. It's not impossible, but it's not going to be easy because I didn't think they were terrible yesterday. You know, I had a lot of fans telling me yesterday, oh, this is what the Titans do. They build up a game, and then they go out there and they lay an egg. I don't think they laid an egg yesterday. You know, they played okay. They got burned by turnovers. They missed a field goal, and you know, they didn't come up with the critical stop late. I mean, that's kind of it. And they lost a game. Unfortunately, when you're behind the eight ball, you can't do that many times. And so it's not impossible, but, you know, it's I guess if you're asking me if I'm pushing my chips on the table for a playoff trip, I will not push those chips in the table.
Oh, 9-7 and sitting at home for the playoffs. Never heard of that before. Corey Curtis, thank you for joining us, man.
Great 9-7, yeah. Yep. That could be very interesting. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all that stuff.
You too as well, Corey. News 2's Corey Curtis. That interview ended on a dejected note there. He's just like, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Another wah-wah.
Here's a question, and I don't know if we should waste time on this today. Maybe this is more of a Tuesday-Wednesday discussion, but would you rather them be 8-8?
Just to change it up a little bit?
Just a little bit of a change up.
Change it up.
Maybe a better, like, two or three spots higher in the draft. Like, I don't know. I've got so many thoughts on this draft thing. I think people are such knuckleheads when it comes to the draft. The New England Patriots don't even need a first-round pick, and they win 6 Super Bowls. So I don't – this, oh, if they're picking 17th, they're never going to get a good player. Well, they got Jeffrey Simmons at 19. So
they got A.J. Brown in the second round. He's all right.
Yeah, and there was some good from yesterday. So let's get to that because I do think they can beat the Saints. I do think they can go on the road and beat the Texans. I do think the Steelers could go 1-1. I do think the Texans could lose to the Bucs. There's a lot of things – this is not over. And so while yesterday was a huge blow to the Titans' chances to make the playoffs, it is certainly not over. And some of the reasons are because of the things that still happened yesterday, some of the good. They didn't quit. They fought back, and a couple of guys made a bunch of plays. We'll get to some of the good. We'll try to make it
look at your sunshine.
Monday.
You are sunshiny.
No, I'm constantly cynical, so it's really hard for me to do this. So I'll say some positive things when we come back right here, Morning Drive. Yes, man, 125 the game.
Wah, wah.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.